BP gives money to some of Britain's most popular attractions, the Tate and National Portrait Galleries, which house some of the world's most famous works of art. The British Museum, with its huge array of historical artefacts from around the globe. It even sponsors the Royal Opera House. BP spends millions of dollars on positive public relations. But the huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, following an explosion at a BP rig, has tarnished that image. It has prompted attacks from artists and environmentalists over the relationship between art and the oil industry in Britain. Artist John Jordan has helped coordinate the anti-BP campaign.
We're now in a time of climate crisis. We need to look at these companies and go, hang on, do we want a culture that supports these companies? Or do we want something else? Do we want art that is actually supporting other kinds of culture? This is a perfect time to rethink all these questions and to stop taking this absolutely foul, dirty money.
The demonstrations have been eye-catching. At an event at the Tate Gallery to mark 20 years of BP sponsorship, protesters spread oil and feathers across the entrance just before the VIP guests turned up. At the Tate Modern Gallery, they released black helium-filled balloons with dead fish attached to them. Gallery staff were forced to shoot down the balloons with air rifles. And demonstrators poured oil-filled eggs onto a BP-sponsored Easter Island exhibition at the British Museum. In a joint statement, the galleries and museums defended the BP sponsorship deal, saying, "We are grateful to BP for their long-term commitment, sharing the vision that our artistic programmes should be made available to the widest possible audience." With Britain's economy barely out of recession, government spending on arts and culture faces a cut of up to 25%. Alan Davey is the chief executive of Arts Council England, which allocates government money.
The protesters were in one respect being a little naive, because in this country we do depend on corporate giving and individual giving as part of the mix, and we don't just survive on public funding alone. So I think we need to be realistic that we're grateful for corporate funding and we should seek it wherever we can get it.
Outside London's Tate Modern Gallery, VOA asked some of the visitors what they thought of the BP sponsorship deal.
Part of you thinks it's kind of nice that the big corporations are giving money to the arts and things like that, and I don't know if they pulled all the BP funding whether things like the Tate would be able to continue as they do.
BP are a pretty grim company, aren't they? And it's not just like oil spill as well, there's like the tar sands in Canada, which I know they're trying to investigate. They seem to be around an all-round horrible company.
I think BP is a good company which is being unfairly hounded, and I welcome the fact that they are still sponsoring these organisations.
Britain's galleries and museums say they need sponsorship to continue to offer free entry and a wide range of exhibitions. But environmentalists say they will continue protesting until the galleries stop taking what they insist is dirty money. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.